and the kitchen probably would be off from the house. They didn't build a kitchen onto the house. They would mostly be off. But mostly all of the quarters mostly had houses, didn't have over two rooms. Mm-hmm. I heard a man talking about on the river wall on television the other night. In other words, he's a wrestler. He was in Florida, and he went before, and he'd been all over Asia, and he said the people here was blessed, said where he went to places in Asia where four and five people slept in one room, mm-hmm. and that was the best they
could. Yeah, that must be the way it is all over there.
Yes, but mm-hmm. he said that was that really the best they could do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this country's it's got a mighty high living.
Yeah, we don't sometimes appreciate it. But
yes, that's right. The people in this country is really blessed.
Yes.
About everybody's got a good house.
Mm-hmm.
About everybody that wanted them got a car. If you make it, some of them got two or three of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they got where now they won't work less than $10 or $15 a day or something like that. And people over there, I mean, in other parts of the world, probably getting a dollar a day. And,
lucky
and,
to get that.
Yes, sir, that's right. That's right. Yes, sir.
I'm wondering, what did you on the farm call the heavy, or what do you today call the heavy iron thing you fry eggs in?
Skillet.
And when you cooked in the fireplace, what did you call that?
Ovens.
Oven.
Yes, sir, that's right. And further back in that day, when I was a little boy, they cooked, I remember them having one room house and they had to cook on the fireplace. And they cooked the ash cake in the ashes.
I wanted to ask you about that.
Yes, they cooked the ash cake.
How did they make the ash cake?
Made up the dough some sort of way and just put it in the ashes. And,
mm-hmm.
and cover the ashes over it, and I tell you, it was good, too.
Mm-hmm. Did it taste like whole cake?
Yes, sir, it was good.
Okay.
And one thing, I don't know, but yeah, recently, I know you've had some of the oil sausage back in cans.
Mm-hmm.
And me and my wife was, and when we got some of them things, we just thought we had something. And I buy them now, but it looked like to me they're not as good as they used to be. But it may be this, or there's something in this. We couldn't get them. We couldn't get them back there.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we couldn't get the flour back there.
Mm-hmm.
And generally the folks had biscuit about once, and that would be about Sunday.
I see.
Yeah, that's right.
What
and
you call bread that's made out of flour now? That's in loaves?
Loaves, yes, sir.
What do you call that? Is that light bread?
Light bread. Yes, sir, that's light bread, the loaves. Well, you didn't see nothing like that then.
Oh.
You get flour, and one thing about it, a person, what he ate was meat, cornbread, and greens, and taters, and salt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be...
You ever had much rice then?
Well, they'd have rice, but it wasn't all that plentiful.
Mm-hmm.
But cornbread, and meat, and when you got that cornbread, and probably you had a cow, and cooked that shortbread, and put some salt and butter, and get that rib meat, and Lord, that is one of the best meats. right now, you can get you some buttered biscuit and get salt, and it'll just make you eat yourself to death.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that
when you make a little thing out of cornmeal and water and you